Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
It is your All Local for the 29th of March, 2023. Yeah, we're winding down the month, aren't we? Today, Chief Meteorologist Dan Brunoff says we've got a high in the mid to upper 60s, a few showers possible through noon today. Tomorrow, some scattered strong to severe storms north of DFW toward the Red River with a high in the mid to upper 70s for your Thursday. Well, in Fort Worth, a boy and his mom have been arrested after the boy brought a gun to middle school. KRLD's Kurt Lewis has the latest.
Fort Worth school resource officers arrested this boy at Monig Middle School after they'd learned he'd brought a pistol to school. Then they called his mom to let her know he'd been caught, and that's when police say his mother made a threat against the school while still on the phone. So, first the boy was hauled to juvenile detention center, and as soon as mom showed up at the campus, she too was taken straight to jail on a charge of making a terroristic threat. Campus was locked down for a while, but once mom and son were hauled away and no threats materialized, things returned to normal for the rest of the day. From the 24-hour news center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080. KRLD.
And a Granbury teacher is on administrative leave this morning after leaving a gun unattended in a faculty restroom earlier this month. This happened at Granbury High. Nobody was hurt. The Star-Telegram reports the armed teacher is a school marshal whose marshal's certificate has been revoked because of the incident. It's unclear if that move is temporary or permanent. This morning, we're learning the heroic actions of a little girl and some Fort Worth firefighters helped save her family. KRLD's Andrew Greenstein has the update.
When firefighters arrived at the home on Orleans Lane, they quickly realized that they were dealing with a carbon monoxide poisoning.
Right when we opened the door, the girl that did call 911 looked at us and said, "Mama upstairs," and then she collapsed.
Lieutenant Robbie Leon Guerrero and the other firefighters then found four other kids and their mother inside the house, all unconscious. They all knew that they had to act quickly.
It was a very sketchy, very touch-and-go situation that had to act quickly. There was no time.
With time of the essence, they got them all out in about 5 minutes. They were rushed to hospitals in critical condition. It turns out that there was a car in the garage that was inadvertently left running and all of the house doors were closed. Leon Guerrero and four other firefighters were treated for carbon monoxide inhalation and released. In Fort Worth, Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Fort Worth police are still searching for leads in the death of 19-year-old Janicia Mason. Her body was found under a bridge earlier this month, and her mother, Barbara Taylor, says she'll remember her daughter's outgoing personality.
Loud, little, energetic. If I ain't got myself together, if I ain't looking together, she my fashion coordinator. Mama, no, go take that off. Change that, put this on, do this, do that.
Taylor says her daughter was last seen outside a motel in Dallas. She's asking Mason's friends or anyone with information about her death to contact Fort Worth police. And in Fort Worth, four people are recovering from some type of drug overdose this morning. All are being treated at JPS. Police say the four men were found unresponsive last night at a Volunteers of America shelter on Avenue J. The narcotics unit is investigating. The fate of three Dallas County murder cases hangs in the balance as a specially appointed judge decided whether a Dallas County judge should be removed from the cases. KRLD's LP Phillips explains.
The three murder cases are directly tied to the Dallas Police Department's missing evidence fiasco. The whole problem came to light when Judge Amber Givens questioned a detective during a pretrial hearing. It was the way Givens conducted herself that led the district attorney's office to ask that Givens be replaced. They think she's unfair. Defense attorney Valerie Bastin says the judge did her job.
They announced that they were ready to proceed, and then here less than 72 hours before we're supposed to go to trial, we find out that They haven't given us all the evidence, so we had to file a motion.
Givens has hinted that the murder cases could be dismissed because of the missing evidence. The outside judge will issue a ruling by Friday. From the Crowley Courthouse, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
50 years ago today, the Vietnam War officially ended. Today is National Vietnam War Veterans Day. And starting today, in Decatur, all veterans and their families are invited to take in the largest replica of the Vietnam Memorial. Here's KRLD's Austin York.
Local veteran Al Westfall, who fought in Vietnam, helped get the display to Decatur.
It is an 80% size of the Vietnam Memorial, which is in Washington, D.C. In addition to that, there are various informational panels that you walk by and you can read those. It tells about all of America's wars.
In addition, he says there's a special section for 9/11. This is part of the American Veterans Traveling Tribute, and the free exhibit will be on display from today through April 2nd at the Wise County Fairgrounds. From the 24-Hour News Center, Austin York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Here in North Texas, the victims of the Nashville shooting were remembered during a prayer service at Park City's Presbyterian Church in Dallas. Chad Scruggs was an associate pastor there. His 9-year-old daughter Hallie was killed in Monday's shooting. 61-year-old Cynthia Peake is also a former member. She was also killed in Nashville. Pastor Mark Davis says the community is struggling to understand the violence.
We come today to do what the Word of God calls us to do, to grieve, to lament, to say nothing when there are no words.
Davis says he talked to Scruggs, who described the shootings as surreal.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, traffic, and weather, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play 1080 KRLD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.